Attention all you rule breakers, you misfits and troublemakers, all you free spirits and pioneers, all you visionaries and nonconformists. Everything the establishment has told you is wrong with you is actually what's right with you. You see things others don't. You are hardwired to change the world.
Okay, thanks once again for tuning in to the BBS Radio Show, the Spiritual Activist Show. And once again, we have somebody that I think you'll find interesting. He might be a little bit beyond what some of you can really understand what he's saying. But I'm telling you, the world's catching up to him. When I first met Tommy Mercer back in 2004 or 2005, to tell you the truth, I didn't know if he was a little bit crazy and out there or was onto something just so far beyond me. And over the years, I've learned that he actually is a little crazy and he is a little out there. But the little out there that you might sense is because he's so far out in front of us with the technology behind water. And we have to be a little bit crazy in this world to go against the normal, the highly entrenched academic technology and scientists and all that. It's so much craziness out there on the other side of the traditional that you're the one that appears to be a little bit crazy when you go up against it. As one of the philosophers once said, it's no great achievement to be called normal in an abnormal world. So actually, being abnormal and going against the grain, this is where all of the really new discoveries came out from. Tesla, I mean, he ended up digging ditches for a while because he was so far ahead of everybody. And he was so far ahead of everybody that he had a very, very challenging life. And when you go up against the corporations, the big people that's in charge of everything, they don't like that, you know? They don't really like that. So tonight we're going to be talking with Tommy about water. Everything around water is really contingent on the treatment of water, how we treat it. And we even dip into a little, a bit of the other stuff too, you know, because I have some sneaky suspicions that one day, if we could learn consciously how to read water, it probably holds the history of our planet. There's probably so much to water that we can't even imagine. And people like Tommy is right there. And where he gets some of his information is also interesting, but I'll let him tell you a little bit about that. And I think I might do another interview with him someday on that, because that actually gets into another realm that I really enjoy getting into, because I think none of our memories, I don't think any of our thinking actually happens in our brain. It happens in a conscious mind, a collective consciousness, if you will. And we can pick up on this. And that collective consciousness is what's in touch with the universal consciousness. This is where ideas come from. I mean, stop and think about this. As I'm speaking to you right now, I'm not planning on exactly the words I'm going to be using. That mental process has happened long before I actually verbalized it. And I'm not even part of that. There's another part of me that is there, forming my reality, forming what I'm going to say. And that other part of me, which we are hardly ever in touch with, except in deep meditative states or hypnosis sometimes. It's that part of me that's in touch with the universal consciousness and will guide me and you through our lives if we learn how to listen and don't start claiming everything for ourselves. This is my idea. This is my invention. This is mine. This starts when you're like about 2 years old saying, this is my toy. And you start crying if somebody takes away from you, my toy. This is where it starts. Our ego, our personality starts getting involved with all this stuff. So it's time to grow up and start opening up to new ideas and people that are little bit difficult to understand sometimes because what they're talking about is complex, but Tommy has a way of putting things pretty simply because he's been talking about this for so many years. I mean, he goes back to the mid-70s and even the late 60s, dealing with water and dealing with all the science behind what he's talking about. And there's an immense amount of research on his website, which is www.starchamberproducts.com. He also has a Facebook page, which is facebook.com/Tommy Mercer, T-O-M-M-I-E, Mercer, M-E-R-C-E-R. And I think you're going to enjoy this little interview because we, like I say, we're old friends, and this was more of a relaxed conversation than anything else. So sit back and enjoy. Here's Tommy Mercer. Okay, today we're going to be interviewing Tommy Mercer. Tommy, how long have we known each other? You came to our house like, in, what, 2005 or something?
You just rolled into town in an RV. You'd been off a sailboat, the best I remember, and you lovely came into town from Brazil, as I recall.
Yep.
And we sat down, and I gave you a copy of a newspaper that friends had published in Boulder. And we took a form, and together we visited, and you sent your entire thing free that way.
Yeah.
So you took it from there.
Yeah, we hit the road running, pretty quick-like, you know.
Yes, you did.
We had just enough money for the first issue, but it was a good idea at the time, and it was really needed, too, mm-hmm. you know. I have to tell you, when my wife and I first met you, mm-hmm. and you left the house, mm-hmm. I told Dara, I said, you know, the guy is like either really, really out there, or he's onto something way ahead of his time.
Yep.
And I think the time is starting to catch up to you now.
Yeah, I'm agreeing with you.
Because more and more people, when I mention you, they say, oh yeah, Tommy, I heard him talk. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's really talking some good stuff, you know. And that's the trouble sometimes when you're out on the leading edge of something.
Sure.
Is because you're ahead of the crowd,
sure.
as it should be. You know, there's no way that you could do something innovative and not be ahead of the crowd. So one thing I want to do with our talk here is there's so much you're doing. I know it's going to take a couple of interviews, but one of the things that I think is most important today in today's world is water.
Oh, yes.
You know,
that's
water.
Right.
And one of the things you have here is the silver and the gold colloid.
Mm-hmm.
And this takes me back to some ancient writings from mm-hmm. Sumeria. And even today, I think it's why the elites, they want as much gold as they can get. And it's not just to make bracelets. There's a health aspect to monoatomic gold that people are yet to realize. And when they do, then gold's really going to go up in value because everybody's going to realize the true value of gold has everything to do with health, longevity, and things that we can't even put our head around at this point. Mm-hmm. So tell us a little bit about the gold colloid.
Well, the gold colloid, as you know, I've retired master goldsmith of 50 years experience, half a century I've been working with gold in every form, every kind of, every sort of precious stone known to man, of every quality and size. Through time, we began to really do a little development regarding the gold. We had been working with the gold. I did gold stripping in the work that I do in the jewelry business before I retired, and the gold would fall as a colloid, then we precipitate the colloid. Along with the research that I did throughout time, all the years that we did, you know, we traveled 40,000 air miles a year for over 30 years with this work internationally and nationally to develop the work and learn processes of ancient societies and even modern societies about how they work with awareness and metals and, of course, the water that we work with. So we took the water that we make here that we'll get to eventually here, the view water, as we call it. That's a vertically engineered water. I won't go into detail now, but going back to the gold colloid, the water that we work with to make the gold colloid is more important. Really, in ancient times, what we've seen or perceived through guides and other information we've received, it was not unusual for a pharaoh or a hierarchy or hierophant, a higher level researcher in the ancient times, to put a layer of the metal, the gold, into the bottom of the sarcophagus, filling that up with water, and then laying down within the water. And of course, the energetic field of the pyramid would then trigger the ion effect or trigger the electrical effect of the gold, mixing it with the water. And only the pharaohs or the high-level people were allowed to do that because of the effects of the gold. Research has shown that gold colloid, even in a moderate form, actually increases the intellect of the body. Now, how would it do that? It's because it has the ability to actually, if you will, coat, metaphorically speaking, the synapses that have been kind of destroyed and damaged through time. So the research shows a 20% increase in intellect simply by using drops of colloidal gold.
Let's talk about the research and the validation for this.
Sure.
Yeah, because believe me, Tommy, most people that come across this information, they're going to go, oh my God, can this really be true?
Well, yeah, it's on
the web. We need to sort of connect with their left mind with some validation.
Exactly. Well, it's on the web. If you take a look at gold colloid manufactured in an industrial commercial form, it's been used in medicine over 100 years.
This is on the Star Chamber website?
No. This is not, if you just look up Google gold colloid. It's been used in medicine forever. Why it works so well is because it's an arthritic healing agent, because they'll inject the little minuscule spheres of the gold into an arthritic area, and it has a tendency to heal or balance that. It's been used forever. Even in ancient times, they'd put a gold coin, they'd tape or strap a gold coin to an injury, like in rheumatism. Right. So gold has got a really old history. This is not a new thing. What's new is the technique that we at Star Chamber use to make our gold colloid, increasing the entire velocity of its abilities to a very high level because we've regenerated the water that we actually make the gold colloid with. If we use dead water that has no activity energetically, you can't get ion or electric, if you will, activity out of any solution. So you can make it by using electrical energy from the wires, or you can make it using batteries, but you'll also, because of the transference magnetically, if you will, vibrationally, all along that cord that I'm looking at here, there's a magnetic field that's moving and it's whirling. So if I make my colloid using that energy, I'm going to have 125 volts at 60 cycles within my colloid, you see.
Right.
So we make it an entirely different antediluvian process.
Yeah, I know Dara and I, we've been making colloidal silver for years and years and years.
Yeah.
Of two little 9-volt batteries, a little box we put together from right. Radio Shack.
Sure.
We've used the same little strands of silver now for about 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
And they're getting thin and everything.
Yeah.
But it takes such a minute amount.
Very small.
When you're working with this kind of thing, you know.
Sure.
I think that's one thing people don't realize. They think, oh, how could he sell water with colloidal gold in it, basically, monatomic gold.
Mm-hmm. I didn't say monatomic gold, but
we'll
clarify that. What we have here is pure 24-karat gold fine leaf, but it's in a spherical form. Regarding the activity of the gold in the water, we have photographs on our Facebook site where we've actually been into a laboratory. We took a cylinder of quartz, 6 inches long, 1 inches around, sealed at the bottom, and filled it with the different colloids. When it froze, and we saw the pattern of the freezing of the water, that's how the water releases its energy. It's called photon release. That's shown that when we put the gold in, if you simply take the water in a liquid form and shine a laser to the side of the jar, you will actually see reflections from the nanoparticles of gold in a spherical form within our product.
And this
we don't
is on
use
your,
electricity.
This is on your Facebook page?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Which is what?
Tommy Mercer.
Okay, Facebook.com/Tommy Mercer.
Yeah,
what is your website?
StarChamberProducts@hotmail.com.
That's your email. And what's your website?
StarChamberProducts.com. That explains the whole revolutionary process, the beginning of the research, all the activity that we've taken from the very beginning in the mid to early 70s to develop and research the products we have. It's not an overnight thing. We have a lot of research behind
this. This is a deep, deep subject. I remember about 22, 23 years ago, I was talking to Jeroen Ballo, Melchizedek, and he was telling us that, you know, get the best water you can get.
Absolutely.
He says one of the things that you can break up the clusters is put two magnets on each side of it and create a vortex as it's coming down the stream, you know, and we've done that. We've had it tested, and it does. It breaks up the clusters, which gives you more surface.
Yeah.
You know, for nutrients and minerals and stuff like that. So,
well, two points. square one, if you use electricity, for example, when you make a silver colloid, you've got to use a pharmacy-grade silver wire, as you probably all know. But secondary thoughts, when you look at Nikola Tesla's work or any of the other work electromagnetically, if you have a wire, again, it's plugged into the wall, it is conducting a magnetic field called electricity in waves or form. If I place that waveform through silver wires inside of the water, we have proved visually and microscopically that we do indeed have the ability to charge water. If I drink that water, silver colloid made that way, I will be drinking 60 cycle electricity vibrationally along with my water. If I make them from battery, step down, a battery is made of acid cores, it had lead acid in it, it has all kinds of chemicals. As well, that's traveling along the magnetic field of the wires. So what you end up with is you end up with a solution that has small amounts of colloid, but they look a little like knife blades or razor blades because you're running a different current than what the cycle is of the water. So you have to get the water balanced to the metal. So what we do is we use a different kind of thing altogether. We do not use electricity to make our colloids. We use the antediluvian methods, Anunnaki, that sort of thing.
Which is
really
what?
Ancient, extraordinarily ancient methods. When you look at the methodology used in a lot of the water work used in aquifers and things in ancient times, and you take a look around the pyramids and you see these configurations, you see that they were working with water in configurations to produce electricity or energy. How you would do that, just a simple science fair experiment, you could just get a piece of plastic in the shape of a wedge and you put it underneath your water faucet, you turn it on, you make two little streams of water. You take an LED bulb, put the wires, bulb lights.
Fact. Well, that's interesting.
We took that seriously. So when you look at the wedge shape angled copper and around the pyramid, that you see that water had flowed around the edges, split by the copper leads, picked up, and then there's copper leads on the back end of it, picking the electricity. It's something for thought. So we start with things like that. We're anomalies or unusual activity that we see. We do a great deal of dowsing. I've been born dowsing. That's what I do. That's the only way I can discover a lot of these things is by working directly with nature's energy. A lot of the other work too as well comes from the modern energies or ancient modern energy. The crop circle gives me a great number of diagrams and information, the ability to look into these things and get it into a more dimensional form. So it's not just a third dimensional work that we do. We have another dimension of the work, the activity of the work.
So as you are treating this water, the view water.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. As you're treating that, you're using stones from different places like crop circle areas or something?
Okay. I clarified that. I sat down, I think, a little earlier that we use a 200-gallon distilled pure water tank. The water is so pure that actually Beale Air Force Base purchases this water because of the clarity. Less than 101 part per million of anything whatsoever in the water. They use it for clearing their jet engines and for afterburner chutes. What you see in the air, what you call contrails. When they shoot that water, that ejects out and it comes out hot, gets to the atmosphere and turns a long white line. That water has to be very pure. I buy that water. I go to the bottling plant that I have down in Sacramento. It's down on D Street. It's a large bottling plant. I lease the tank. What we do is we lease a whole tank full of really high-level distilled water, as I just said, military grade, in fact. We have what would appear to be laying a chase lounge pad against the side, outside, on the side of the metal tank. In 12 hours, you can go back to the metal tank, kick the lights down, and notice a blue shimmer. The water has been so fully hypercharged, I'll define that later, hypercharged that it has a massive vortex energy that creates physical vibration, can be felt easily by most sensitives. In fact, all sensitives can feel the vibration. That's what gives the people releasing these energies, the stuck energies, if you will, in the aura of the body, because the circuits have become colluded or occluded by either information or diet or so forth. So to make the water, we do not touch the water. The water is sealed in a stainless 440C stainless tank. We then drain, hit the bottling line, it's done.
So how much could this be put into?
10 drops of this water will fully charge at a little bit higher charge at 10 drops per any gallon of water you put it in. Doesn't make any difference whatsoever. If you use it for pets, yourself, use it for your garden, use it in any way, shape, or form. It's extraordinary in the garden and agriculture. In fact, we're working now with ranchers out by the freeway that we're going to be putting this into some rice experimental crops, being able to show this thing, showing the growth changes in the product. And we've been doing that for about 30 years or so. Hypercharge,
right.
Above and beyond charge. Planck and Pauli had the effect. Einstein talked about a charge that could be placed on an object to be detected at 600 yards. The hypercharge is accelerated vortical energy, what you call vortexes, but they're tight like a pinhead. Okay? So when they're in a pinhead or a really small form like what's in the water, you can see the video, or at least a still from the video on our website, shows a high-speed vortex dropping little tiny balls of light. Well, that's natural energy. But the energy actually doesn't come from above us, it comes from below us. When you're deep, deep down inside the earth at 10,000 feet or so, the water that's brought up out of there carefully shows a detectable 75 microvolts of electricity on a meter. Any hydrology engineer would state that. They pull it up out of the ground, and I was watching this up in northern Wyoming where I was doing some research, and he said, watch this. He puts it in a little cup, puts the probe back in, it went zero. When he pulled the water from the ground, it lost its life. If the water came from the ground by itself through stones, i.e. around bins, down, then it's gaining life from the earth itself. But when
so,
we take
so like water,
water
from a really deep spring would be really ideal.
If you could suck it out with an organic straw, you'd be all set.
Right.
Problem
right.
is, the second any X branded bottling company, they'll take that and run it through a metal pipe, usually aluminum for a ways.
And they run it through right angles?
Absolutely, every direction. They put it in a big truck and then they haul it downtown and they process the water and it sits in a PVC bottle. And I'll explain why we use this later. It sits there forever. And so by the time you get the water, it is dead. I drink that water. The water then begins to drink me. I become very thirsty. My mouth becomes very dry because the water can't get through what we call the aquaporin or call the aquaporin. These are little circuits inside of your body, little coils that say, that's right water, that exactly energy, it's a pure spring water or it's a faucet water. They can determine that, separate that, and give it to the proper cell or properly insert it into the cell. We want living water. It's a big thing. You're not going to get it with alkalized ionized because you take a picture of the alkalized ionized and see the photographs, it appears like you've hit a window with a glass hammer. It's exploded the water crystals. It's just clouds. If you take another photomicrograph, and you can see this, in fact, we have an ad coming out here shortly with you showing that there's a precision tube with precision spikes and precision rotating vortexes at the end of all our water. This now, is high energy.
I can tell right now, people are going to have to go StarChamberProducts.com.
Absolutely.
And really look at some of the stuff.
Basic research.
That's, you've been talking about this stuff for so many years, Tommy,
yep.
that it's easy to forget. When most people hear this for the first time, it just goes, whew.
That's why I'm trying to simplify it. And we can go further with it. If you really want to look at it, go a little bit further, not so technical with it, you realize that we live on a planet that has a moon. And so does hydrogen have a moon. That's one proton, one electron. A little molecule of hydrogen, got that wizard spinning around, and that's what sticks together, makes your water molecules because they're magnetic. They're supposed to stay at a given length away to cause the effect magnetically.
Right.
Well, the moon doesn't follow that. The moon comes in, the moon comes out, the moon goes up and down. That's called the Planck and Pauli effect. That's a very old theorem that was written about magnetic electricity in the 1936 period. What that indicates is there is a way to increase the energy or velocity of water. All you have to do, if you're throwing around a ball on a string, bring the string in, ball spins faster.
Right.
We make the water spin faster.
By tightening up the vortex?
Exactly correct. So the device that we place, simple, it's about so thick, maybe 4 inches thick, it looks just like a lounge pad. We just put it to the side of the tank. It allows itself to charge for 12 hours. And basically, you have a radiant or magnetic effect. There's not one magnet, no crystals. There's no kind of any sort of anything like that in these tools. These tools are straight up earthbound tools and also astral bound, meaning some of the materials do not come from the planet. So what we do is we make a combination of these, and we do some research with a crop circle showing that there are circuits that can introduce energy into circuitry, if you will.
Right.
We build, there's a whole series of tools we build called chromatic integrators that we've used exclusively information directly from the circles. These are tremendously powerful SPA tools that resolve emotional issues very quickly. But going back to the water, it's just that simple. It's not a complicated process. Complicated is when the water is played with and given to you as dry water. Less complicated is when you walk into a spring somewhere and take your hand and feed it to your face and your whole body feels wonderful. We give you back your spring and then some because we're recharging the water in a natural way, in a natural state.
And it's more stabilized.
Absolutely stable. Information. The picture that you see on the website was taken from a video done by Randy Zisnes down in a laboratory in Oklahoma using a Zeiss arthroscopic microscope running at 20,000 power at 1,000,000 frames a second with a camera, and he photographed one drop of this water, which showed spinning high-speed vortexes covering the screen, dropping small balls of light, touching one another, and igniting. Well, that's very interesting because the water had come from Boulder, Colorado, where it had been sitting on a shelf from the last show I did 6 years earlier.
And this is 1,000,000 frames per second?
He uses the camera that Los Alamos lent to him to do research work. He's a water researcher. This camera takes pictures of explosions.
Right.
So you see they could really show it down. So what he did is he took this and he put this strobe light on it that ran a really high frequency, and he actually got the photograph of the water.
Yeah, you know, for the people listening to this too, I think it's important to bring up that high-speed photography has shown us a whole nother world,
sure.
Like what they call rods.
Mm-hmm.
There are things that goes through our atmosphere.
Absolutely.
So quick.
Yes.
Without a high-speed camera,
that's right.
You'd never, a blink is like thousands of times too close, you know. You have to have high-speed photography.
Mm-hmm.
There's things that happen, like you're talking about tiny vortexes.
Oh,
When you're working with quantum kinds of measurements, you have to get away from the thinking of what is big, what is large, what's
mm-hmm.
small, because you're entering into another realm altogether, you know. So there's a few things, unfortunately, that we're going to have to like skip over, because I think we're going to have to get down to
process of the water.
The water is going to keep coming back into this.
Oh, it's the base of all the things. Everything I build, everything I work with, everything we manufacture.
Tell you what. Just real quick, like, what is this?
Well, we take a pure essence of organic lavender oil made just down the hill here by Gridley. We put a quantum amount in there with a formula that we work with, and then we fill it with 24-karat pure gold colloid water, of all things.
And this is golden lavender aromatic room spray.
That's correct. So what you get is you get the ethereal effect of the gold colloid, the strength effect of the water itself, and a full cleansing of the room energetically. It's instantaneous. On a single spray, you'll fill an entire room.
Well, I'm definitely going to try this.
I definitely would.
So solar silver. This is basically the silver
aspect.
That's correct.
Solar colloid. It's a colloidal silver. This is the, I think that's our 4-ounce bottle. We also have a little 2-ounce dropper. This is a spray bottle. If you're wanting your food coming out of a microwave, if you insist, spray it, get it back to life, because the only way that we found, and we've done a lot of research, one single way to discharge the energy of this other than consuming it or using it in other plants and so forth, microwave kills it.
And what are we bathing in? In this issue, I wrote an article on 5G.
Yes.
We don't even know what 3 and 4G is doing. All we know is the tumors are starting to show up.
Mm-hmm.
On the jaw, the butt,
too high frequency.
Breast.
You can't run. If you're in an automobile and it's built for 3,500 RPM and you're on floor and you're staying there, that's what that's doing to your head. Because, you know, I work electromagnetically with these. What you're getting is you're getting a waveform and it's a pulse. It's always in pulsing form. It's just like when we took the leads on a piece of the jewelry that we make, the same way as we make the water, we charge the energy in the tool. You can see the pulses. I mean, this is on a piece of jewelry. I mean, can you imagine? You have telephone poles, miles, pulsing very high, ultra-high frequency energy. Well, you have to ground that. And there are a number of ways to ground it. There are some that really work, and there are some that really don't.
Yeah.
My partner, who distributes all of our work to 15 Western nations in Europe, he's based in France, that'd be Novati.com. he's an expert, excellent at doing the grounding work. He's
You're actually bringing up an important aspect, because I talk to people that's wearing, and usually I have a little stone that I wear from EarthCom, you know, and they say, yeah, it protects me from the field. I say, no, it doesn't. It grounds out that energy. So it just runs through you, you know?
Yes. And, Jade's very good for that.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, I think we need to really pay attention to what's going on in our environment. I was reading, I had the smart meter taken off of our house up in Magalia. Mm-hmm. And the reason I had it taken off is obvious, but other than the fact that they call it smart, you know? If it's smart, it's to make you dumb, basically.
Yep.
But when I started reading the intensity of that, I was reading how much the intensity was, but later I found out that reading that they're giving you is the average of the spikes, and it's spiking about 1,000 times a day.
Yep.
So when those spikes hit, it's way more intense.
It also takes every wire that is operable in every metal object, as you pipes in the house, and it makes an antenna distributing, just like the CB antenna. Hit the key, hello, goes out.
Right.
Well, the thing's going hello in your house through the wiring in your walls, because they're receivers, and they in turn are running at 125 volts and 60 cycles. And you wonder why you're going to a place and it's a zoo. It's because all of these different frequencies. So all of the work that we've done here, everything that we've designed from the inception, from a science fair project, believe it or not, in 1965, we document this thing, we were beginning to learn how to ionize and balance water and get the human body back into fusion to its proper form. And, you know, that it's just restoring the body. And the effects that we've seen that people write into us, not make claim, but people write into us, their tremendous detoxification of the body, no toxins in the blood and urine. And then you've probably read the letters, they go on and on and on. Emotional dissolution of stress in distilled water, that is alive. It is alive at 20,000 or better feet in the earth. This is pure energy, can easily be felt. Even the vibration can be sensed in the hand. It is that potent of a water. What that does, it sets your body back into a proper vibration, 7.88 hertz of the frequency of our planet, not 5,000 watts of
fine. So you're within the Schumann resonance?
Yeah, it puts you back right in. Yeah, that's the idea. So one would then begin to drink, and I get people right, oh, I experienced this great cleansing. Well, certainly you would, because that doesn't belong in your frame. I put this in my water, and oh, I could drink gallons. It's like silk. I love it. Yeah, that's because the water, your body's receiving that. These little aquaporins, they're vital. If you don't get the right nutrition in there water-wise, where you get water that's salinated or water that's been destroyed or destructed by alkalization, how they do the alkalized ionizers, those are electrical shield plates, electric plates from electricity running through the water to separate it to hydrogen. What?
Yeah.
If you take a photo, and we have the pictures, it simply, again, like just like you hit a glass, it explodes the actual structure of the clusters of the water. I'm not clear with the benefits, but we're clear with the benefits when you put a structured, clearly subatomically or nanatomically structured water, and we know what happens. We have that experience.
You know, years ago, he passed away right now, but I interviewed Dr. Emoto about hidden messages in water. He wrote that book, and he realized that water is so sensitive that you can have a glass of water and you can quick freeze it and it'll crystallize a certain way, you know. If you put different words on the bottle, hate, anger, or love, and gratitude, it crystallizes totally different. And I think it made a lot of people stop and realize that, whoa, if I'm like 70-80% water, what is my thinking? What is my emotions doing here? And he found the best combination of emotions and feelings was love and gratitude. Mm-hmm. And I know all my life I've always been trying to be grateful. No matter, I mean, look how much you've lost and all these people up here in paradise. Look how much they've lost. And I can tell the ones that are holding gratitude for whatever they have, it might be just a little bracelet that they saved.
Yep, it's an energy thing.
They're the happy ones, you know?
Yep.
And I know other people that lost their home, but they had other homes, they had other things going, they had so much, and getting so much insurance back, and they are so ungrateful because they lost that one little thing, you know. And it makes a difference in their thinking and how they see the world, how they process everything. So I think water, we're just now coming to grips, I think, with water. And it's true, it might hold the memory of the planet if we could ever learn how to read it, you know.
Well, as you well know, I have lectured with Dr. Votto. If you look at the website, you'll see there's all the flyers for our lectures that we gave. We worked together in Pasadena at Shinji Shibukai, the Japanese National Arts. He and I became pretty good friends before he passed. We were there, we were working. The day we were working, interesting you said about the glass. I do scan reading. I do color reading, as most people would be aware of now. I do color readings, but think, well, I have to do the work. I was sitting there having lunch with him, and he had a fellow come in, and he put two glasses of water down and put them down hard, and he left the room, and he says, maybe you should check that water. I did, and we come up with the color work that I do, and it showed a lot of anger in the water. He says, yes, the person just got fired. Walked from the kitchen to the table, and it scanned anger on the water. You're so right. You're so beyond right. So what we want to do, we want to keep us in harmony, in balance. And so the best way to do that is on a square scale of hydrogen, because everything in the whole universe is made from a hydrogen atom that is going to glue up in all these configurations and make gold or make you. But right. We're all, here we sit, two drops of water being reflected by color, visiting with one another with awareness that comes from where? Akasha. So we take and connect into those energies, and they can do it by religion, whatever which way, manifestation, any way you want. But if you connect into the true source, you'll see the truth. There's an actuality in the universe. It's a magnetic thing, and it's a color thing. Of course, Nikola Tesla knew that. He knew it's about vibration. So we took that seriously, and we put the vibration into the water, and we go down deep within the earth, and now we have a visual living energy, provable.
Okay, so now, if people listening to this thinks that we were a little bit out there, I want to take it a little step further,
feel
but
free.
On semi-solid ground. I'm going to check the, make sure this thing is good.
You bet. It gets more interesting all the time, Doc.
Yeah, it's still going good.
Oh, ask away, man. Whatever.
Okay.
This is your time.
Yeah, the thing that I want to ask you about, and this has come to my mind several times when we meet at the psychic fair and stuff, but it's so...
Yeah, briefly, yeah.
You know, there are energies coming in from the center of our galaxy that scientists have never measured before. Personally, I think those energies are triggering all kinds of things, probably because our DNA is just an antenna, basically. It's picking all this up. And I can see a lot of generalized shifts happening on the planet right now. And I think what it's doing too, it's bringing into focus the what you might call evil, because it's becoming more clear. The veil has been lifted, you know, like the word apocalypse. Before it was taken over by religions, it actually meant a lifting or a thinning of the veil between dimensions or whatever. And I can see that happening. And what is happening, like in our government, like right now, is it's almost like the emperor has no clothes. The emperor has just realized that he has no clothes. All of the pretenses have been exposed. And everyone's going, excuse me here, but I think you better start paying attention, because we are, and all of the people now are waking up to the insanity and the dangerousness of what's going on. And I think things like what you're doing is probably, you started picking up on it early.
Well, it's revolutionary, what's going on. let me help you adjust a little bit and take you on a little ride. Well, there's macro and there's micro. Macro, tiny, large, small, micro, macro. So you've got a telescope that you focused on a little tiny grain of sand, and then you got a telescope that you've got a black hole, and you see that. scientifically speaking and magnetically with what we call a true science or Enochian science, which is a truth science, we sit on a planet, I brought this briefly up, that has a moon. That is a moon around a round planet, macro, large, micro. We take a drop of water, we break it down, we have one hydrogen molecule atom. It has a round ball, and it has a ball that goes around it. As above, so below. Okay? Take that seriously, the below part. Now, let's run it out a little further and find out about humanity. Here we sit on this hydrogen atom. We're on the Earth. We say, oh, that's the third planet out from the sun. How many do we have? Okay, we figure nine. If you take the sun and you have nine little balls running out around it, you have the solar system. That is a section of space. If you take a proton, a little tiny atom ball, little bitty one, like the water, and you throw nine little balls around it, you've got a carbon atom. Hydrogen, carbon mixed together on just this solar system as a macro atom. We're talking planetary or galactic size. Nine electrons is a carbon atom. It is. So you've got a lot of carbon atoms with a little bit of debris floating around. And now we're beginning to see that there's other structures that are beginning to resonate, meaning affect us. You get the moon getting in full, it goes apogee, perigee. That's not supposed to happen because you and I are made of water. So when that moon goes up and down, so does that magnetic field and all of its colors. The sun never sets on a full moon. You're always reflecting color off the surface. So you wonder why people are, wow, on a full moon. They're never their living color. So the deal is balance your color. Get it back into the form of natural water, i.e. Springs of Lourdes. Give you an idea where water is really in balance. Baden-Baden in Germany. The names go on. That water, underneath it, believe it or not, is made naturally like we do. There are springs underneath that have natural sands and soils and metallic elements that when neutrinos, that's little particles zinging through space or zinging off the sun, and those in a vertical form, most people know that by now, they just come in a corkscrew, at about 7 million per nanosecond right through you. Some stick and they make your eyeglasses, some stick and they make your knees. You glue them together and you make us. When we're speaking of that in those terms, I'm not surprised that if there's a disturbance in the force of the planets, that means somebody drops a metallic rock on, say, Mars, for example, a big chunk of metal. Now, wouldn't that make a little difference in the electric field? So the more that we discover about space, the less we know about the micro or the nano. So that's how we began the water. We went into the nano form, bringing it down to its essence, to its actual magnetic form, geomagnetic.
So imagine taking what you're saying right now, imagine what kind of situation we might be in and not really realize it, mm-hmm. when the asteroid belt that probably used to be a planet, mm-hmm. that got busted. Mm-hmm. Okay, and that was part of the harmonic resonance.
There were 10.
Yeah.
Next atom up.
And what is the next atom?
I'm not sure, but I'll look it up.
That would be an important thing to think about, because that might be the correction that we need to work on, because there is, let's face it, Tommy, there's something wrong with our planet.
It's out of frequency.
Yeah, it's something's out of whack. Something has happened here long time ago to knock out the normal evolutionary sequence of our solar system.
I agree with you.
You know, we have been injected, infected, something has happened. And this brings up the old biblical and religious stories and everything, what they were trying to tell us many, many years ago through the Anunnakis and all the cuneiform writings and everything. They're all trying to tell us that something is different here.
Very different.
And it has to be corrected.
I agree with
you. You know, we see it, the religious people see it as the original sin or whatever, you know. But there's something going on here that isn't natural. Because I can't believe that all over this far-flung universe, there are trillions of planets going through the hell that we're going through.
Resonance. What would be any different if you're understanding most sentient beings are aware of Akasha? They understand that's all-knowing being. it works in a frequency. It's about the third level of ultraviolet. Ultraviolet, you know, is a light, it's an energy, but it goes up in levels to where you can't be seen. So spirit, or as you call it, the Akasha, is all that's one containment of knowledge. That's a sum total knowledge of this plane, this mankind. However, why wouldn't we be in resonance or magnetic resonance? You have two magnets together, and you mentioned that. One side they'll stick together, the other side they repulse. So if you have two minds, one mind is 70 light years away, and one mind is here, there is a bioresonance. It doesn't make any difference. If it makes electricity and makes a thought, it makes it into the Akasha, and we receive it. If our receiver is clear, why, we can make hyper water that goes down to nanoforms, and boy, if we got the potential. My biggest job is showing human potential. Human potential and the fact of acceptance of how it is, who you are, where we are. If you fight, it will fight you. If you don't fight, you will flow with it. And it's like the water. If you flow with the energy of your body, the yoga has it. All of those beautiful experiences have all of that. And it's all broken into several pieces, though. If you want to put it all in one place, they're all to put you back together.
Right.
So, you know, that's what we're all about. But that's what our whole motive is, and our creed of our entire corporation, we're international, is to put the body back into its original pristine form, man. That's the true alchemy. It's the definition of alchemy, is returning something to its original form, pristine, restoration. And so we've created these lines, these things here, in the original forms of how the water was made, ancient waters. We do not use electricity to make any of these things. I won't allow it around me. No crystals, no, none of that. None of it. It's all done by volcanic activity, by natural beach material, natural elements all around the earth and off of the earth, i.e. maybe meteoric elements. It depends on what the frequency we're looking for. We douse these. We get the color fields from them. We match the color field to what we're trying to achieve. We know that there's different levels of consciousness for over 30 years of doing readings on the road, tens of thousands of readings with people, the work that I do. We've learned that the body is, in fact, reactive to color. Big deal. Not only that, it can be resolved by color. When I do a body reading and I see there's reds and oranges and a lot of blue around the body and a lot of intensity and a little darkness, I know there's anger because the body simply has water reflecting my face and your face, and everybody walk, ooh, that guy's uptight.
Yeah.
It's called bioresonance.
Yep.
Love one another. Great idea. Make sure everybody's clear with that.
Yeah, and it also affects how many, or the kind of people that we attract
yes.
into our lives, too,
absolutely.
You know.
Absolutely.
You know, before time gets away with us, you and I could probably talk for hours. Something that might be of interest, because we have a lot of practitioners
sure. yeah.
that watch
right.
and listen to this, you know.
Right.
I was looking at your light workers amulet, because
yeah.
I've noticed light workers,
mm-hmm.
whether they're Reiki, Rolfi, or whatever,
yeah.
they absorb so
as,
much energy.
As we just said.
And
yeah.
that energy, one of the ways I think they protect themselves is by putting on weight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they put on
sometimes,
so much yeah. weight sometimes.
Or 400 pounds of jewelry.
Yeah, that too. But tell me a little bit about the light worker's amulet.
Light worker amulet. I just happen to be wearing one of those that I just built. You can note, if you look kind of closely here, you note the spinning vortex. They're
mm-hmm.
in very precision form. They actually look like a high-speed propeller spinning. The stones that you see here, the carnelian stones, the purpose of them, they are made of iron and they are made of quartz. Those two elements together, when you have iron and quartz, the quartz is electromagnetic. When the quartz warms up, it produces an electric field. That's called bioelectricity. It could be easily seen in physics. When I wear it on an amulet, it's a battery. It heats up, warms up, and the metal, that would be the iron in this, begins to put electrical currents, as you can see on my Facebook site. When I touch the oscilloscope wires to one of the coils, you will see huge amounts of energy being generated by the coils. The left coil generates one frequency, the right coil generates a different frequency. These go through the stone. So the amulets, and these are extremely ancient, where have you not seen the Celts use the exactly, inside the cairns. I mean, absolutely everywhere. Because it pulls in and regenerates energy if it's in a perfect form. It has to be in a perfect form.
Right.
So if these weren't spinning, literally to the eye, these are collecting energy. Nikola Tesla, he called these flat or pancake vortical antennas. He used these to resonate his energy, his electricity. We use them as receivers. So when these stones are generating the energy, these are my transmitters, okay? So you see the vortex is coming out, and of course, most people could easily feel the device over their hand, for example. Like, I just take it off and give you an idea. Just hold your left hand up here, and I'll just give you a clue. The thing actually has a ray, energy field. You see, it's just transmitting right out of the end of the...
Right, yeah, I can feel it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Huh. And I'm not your, like, super sensitive guy either.
Why can you feel a piece of metal... You know?
Yeah. I mean, how does that happen? No.
That's it. Now we're going to start. Now.
So is that available on your website?
We're so pre-sold on these things. What people would like to do is they would like to go to my Facebook site and watch what's coming up. We used to have like an entire line of jewelry before the fire took off the shop. So we decided not to do a production manufacturing thing. We were doing dozens of these, sending them all over Europe to stores everywhere. So we pulled down on that, and we decided we're going to go with this, and we're going to focus. So now we're only going to build really powerful personal amulets, is what we're calling, of course, is what they are.
Yeah, and for people that really, the kids nowadays, they have their iPads and iPhones. Blah, blah, blah. When I was a kid, I had a little crystal rock that I could put and get radio frequency. I could listen to the radio from this rock,
absolutely.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And if you mention that to a young kid today, they say, oh, this is just a bunch of bullshit. What are you trying to tell me, you know? I said, no, it's serious.
No, rock crystal can be cut into different configurations. If you own a CB radio and you click to channel 17 and you go to channel 9 and you pull those two crystals out and look at them, they're different sizes.
Oh, yeah. So. Yeah, that was interesting when I seen you have energy amulets, because I know for a fact that there is energy and there's frequencies
made properly
in all these rocks and stuff.
Well, we can show it, though, on an electric machine showing that we physically make electric magnetic waves from a piece of jewelry. And when that's placed onto the body, of course you imagine what happens. Yeah, the thing begins to go, everything begins to go in resonance. And then we get the reports that we, of course, get back on the testimonials when you take a look at the website and all that. People are having astral experiences, working with the waters, for example. The best way to start working with this water, basically, is take a cap full of that, get you a little mason jar about a quart size, fill it up with distilled water, just off the shelf, put a cap full of this in, put a top on it, about that far from your bed, you'll see.
Really? Well, I'm going to try that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because, you know, where we live, there's no cell phone towers around us.
Oh, that's good in a way.
You know? Yeah, it's pretty EMF-free up there. We try to shut off our Wi-Fi at night and all that, the router and everything.
Right. Yep.
So it's pretty free up there, but it's nice to realize.
I would say that spiritually and physically in all ways, this is designed and built for and exceeds the ability to restore the body to its original pristine form if used well. You note that on the side of the bottle, we put a large hand-put sticker that exclusively tells you to use one little capful only of this for a whole gallon, 68 measured gallons of water that you can use by simply putting a capful in each of these. That is full-strength water.
Well, so you could easily do a 55-gallon drum of water.
Way better, more than 55.
Yeah.
So you put it in your daily water, and you go off, and you know that you're getting totally aqua. What it does, what people report back to us, is that it silks the water. It makes the water silky. What that basically means, as you mentioned earlier, clusters, it adheres the clusters. It basically glues the clusters into a very smooth form. So the aquaporin sink right through them.
I'm going to try this, Tommy,
absolutely.
Because I know we do osmosis, then we put the minerals back in it.
Sure.
And boy, I can taste, there is a definite difference. So before we run out of time, tell us what you're doing right now and how people can get a hold of you.
Well, right now, my research lab and facility and my jewelry studio is in Orlando, California. I did buy a home out there in a studio, and what we're researching currently is the biomagnetic resonance tools. We created an entire line of high-energy spa tools. Energy spas is what we're calling these. So we have one in the area here. There's only 26 of these I've built since 1976. Very exclusive. What this tool is designed to do is to completely recreate the entire electronic systems of the body, along with the uses of the water, recreating the whole system. We have them around the United States, but we really don't have a firm locally. We have them in LA. We have one that travels in the area here, but most of these are in the East Coast in Florida. We're trying to accomplish the next level in our work. We're trying to bring the awareness in a more public way, thanks to the work that you do in your magazine. The awareness that we're reading in there, when we read the articles that you write, this is definitely our palette. You're the best way to really bring people back to a reality and get their health straightened out. You know, we're surrounded by magnetic fields. So if your body is resonating, and if you read the website at Star Chamber Products, you'll get an entire repertoire of basic science, basic research on what's been done on this. A fuller understanding will be complete. Then you can read all the testimonials from all the individuals from 30 years that's been working with the product and seeing. In fact, we have some, I believe, on the ad that we gave to you even here in right here in Chico that we've had testimonial in the water. It's fascinating to us.
Yeah, testimonies are really important when it comes to energy work or anything like this. So the best way to get a hold of you, all your contact information is on starchamberproducts.com.
That's correct. And starchamberproducts at hotmail.com.
At hotmail.com.
And the Facebook, of course.
And the Facebook is Tommy Mercer.
Exactly right.
T-O-M-M-I-E Mercer.
Correct.
All right, Tommy.
Yeah, and I respond to everything that we contact with.
Yeah, I get quite a few emails every day, but I respond to everything.
That's the way.
You know, if somebody wants to take out the time to email me, they deserve me.
Yeah. We've been recently lecturing in Red Bluff and in Oroville and around the country. I did fly to Dubai a while back and did some talk. We've been doing talks in the area, and maybe one of these days we'll put one together and have a lot more folks come into it.
Yeah, it'd be nice to have a talk here.
It's a locale for it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. We had our ribbon cutting here about 3 weeks ago, and it was like standing room only.
Saw
it was
that.
Packed, you know, and it was nice to see that the community is
absolutely
really recognizing that we better pull together and really try to do something different.
Well, you know, I was with Ohana for years. I did reading work. I was their reader on staff, myself and one other person. And we had our products in there, and we had people from all over the United States that would come through or drive through or visit. And we would have people. We picked up clients from all over the United States through Ohana. So you're in a perfect situation here. We'd sure like to have these working with you here.
And well, for now, we're going to definitely put these products out in the display case with your website.
You bet.
So everybody's welcome to come in, take a look at this, and you know, hold it, feel it, look at it, and they can order off of your website?
Well, yeah, or they can come in here and pick it up from you if you like. Okay. We'll be happy to just set you up distributorship.
Yeah, we'll set something up.
Right on.
All right, Tommy, thank you very
much. Fabulous.